Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul White. It's the 20th day of March, and I'm glad you're with me as we are continuing our journey in the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 11, and we are in the Lord's Prayer. We've arrived today at verse 3. Give us day by day our daily bread, or as most of us are familiar, that's the New King James reading. Give us this day our daily bread. Now, I am going to share some things today that those of you who listen to all of our releases have heard me say very recently. In fact, you heard me say this in the very first message we dropped for 2024. At the beginning of the year, we started a new series on Tuesday nights that I've called One and Done. These are little looks every week, a little look at a Hapax Legomenon. Hapax legomenon is Greek for once heard one time. And what it means is any word or expression that occurs only once within a context. It's either the word occurs within the written record of an entire language, like it only occurs in that spot in the whole language, or maybe it's in the work of an author, as in Shakespeare, maybe using a word that he never uses again. That would be a hapax. In the Greek, being said once. Well, the New Testament's full of them. Words that appear one time in the Greek and never appear again. I've been doing this series since the beginning of the year. If you watch anything we've done midweek, and we are taking a couple of weeks off from that, the message that posts today is just a little personal greeting instead of the hapax. We get back to those next week. But the very first one we did aired on January the 3rd. You can find it wherever you're listening to this podcast under the title Tomorrow Bread. And Tomorrow Bread is a message that deals with the hapax found in the Lord's Prayer. Now, it's technically a hapax. Well, I guess let's say it this way. Technically, it's not a hapax because it appears in more than one gospel. Both Matthew and Luke use the phrase that is found in this verse, daily bread. But many scholars consider it a hapax because it's the same story being told twice. It's both Matthew and Luke using the same word in the same story, the Lord's Prayer. The word is the word we translate as daily, but it's the Greek word epiosia, and it occurs nowhere else in all the known ancient Greek literature. It's commented on as early as the 3rd century by the great Greek Christian scholar Origen, who said that it was a word coined by the evangelists and could only be interpreted by context. One of the most unfortunate translations of a word was calling that word daily, because there's a Greek word for daily, and this isn't it. But because the translators had never seen the word before, it didn't exist in any spot. It didn't exist in the New Testament. It didn't exist in secular Greek literature, either before or after. They didn't know what to do with the word. And so they used daily. And this word, daily, was used to convince people like me and many others like me, that the Lord's Prayer was not really a new covenant prayer, that we didn't have any business praying this, because under Christ, we don't get daily bread. We get bread forever. Christ is our bread, and we don't have to ask God to give us this day our daily bread because he's already given us our bread. And so I remember very vividly being discouraged away from the Lord's Prayer because of this phrase. I have a vivid memory of being told this prayer is not for you because Jesus is not having to give you your bread every day. That was so vivid that if you dug through my sermons and you listen to everything I've ever preached, you're going to find me say it somewhere, way back there. I don't agree with that any longer. And part of the reason is just studying the Greek to find that the word epiosios would be better translated as bread for the future, or bread for tomorrow, or as we titled the message, tomorrow bread. It's the true bread of God is an anticipation of the world to come because Jesus is that bread. The Latin, which precedes the translation into the English by decades, by centuries, the Latin Vulgate translates epiosios, super substantial bread. Give us this day our super substantial bread. So Jesus is not telling his disciples to ask God to give them bread every day as if they were wandering in a wilderness in need of manna. But rather, he's encouraging his disciples to pray for the bread today from tomorrow. The bread that God has already prepared, may we begin to partake of it. The thing you've already done, Father, may we see it manifest today. It's a prayer of praise and confession, not just a prayer of petition. It's not begging God for bread we don't have. It's asking God to release into this time the bread he already has designated for us tomorrow. It's praising a God who already has your tomorrow taken care of. Give us this day our tomorrow bread. I don't even pray this prayer anymore without, at least in my mind, praying, give us this day our tomorrow bread. I pray daily bread because the church at large prays, give us this day our daily bread. But my own personal understanding of it is so much bigger and so much brighter and so much broader. And I hope it will be for you too. Let's pray the Lord's Prayer as we close today. And for today only, we'll cheat and we'll change the word. And we'll reflect it as tomorrow instead of daily. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our tomorrow bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who has sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.